Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Tipsy Tourism, the podcast where we visit top tourist attractions whilst enjoying some alcoholic beverages in an incredibly responsible manner. My name is Chelsea and I'm in charge of choosing the activity.
And I'm James and I choose the drink, usually off my drinks trolley.
Well, you say usually, but actually this series, hardly at all.
It's becoming less and less regular, the drinks trolley, because yeah. We're so international right now.
We are, but I do think we'll have to get back to it at some point. We have been neglecting the old drinks trolley.
Yeah, I miss it.
Oh, I should probably say where we are first.
We're abroad, guys.
We are in Greece. We're in Athens.
Efkaristo.
And, excuse me?
That's thanks in Greek.
Efkaristo. Efkaristo.
Yeah, we're in Athens.
Yeah, and we are off to do a tourist activity that's you'd probably think of when you think of Athens. We are off up the Acropolis.
Yeah.
But first,
yeah.
Before we find out more about it, we do need to find out what our drink is today, what we're having before, during, and after the tourist activity.
Yeah. Okay, so we have gone proper Greek for this drink.
Okay.
We've gone for ouzo.
Okay.
That's what we're having, bit of ouzo.
Have you had ouzo before?
Yes.
Me too.
Now, ouzo is a protected thing. It's got to be made in Greece. So that's the
really?
First thing. Yeah.
It's like a champagne.
Yes.
It's like the champagne of Greece.
Yeah. Or some, or Prosecco. Or Jersey roll potatoes.
Oh, I
They've
see.
They've all got to be made.
In certain places.
Yeah. It can only be Jersey roll potatoes if they're made in Royal Jersey, of course. Everyone knows that. So, you know, I talk about tequila. It has to be 100% agaves.
You may have mentioned it several times and no one cares.
Good ouzo has to be 100% that word. I'll let you read that.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. Which word? All of it?
Yeah, Augustian.
I do not know the letters in the Greek alphabet. I'm sorry about that.
So, I asked someone about what is good ouzo, and they were like, the difference between good ouzo and bad ouzo is very little. So you can basically have, someone will probably contest me on that, but you can basically open that. You can basically have any ouzo and it's all right.
Did you go for the cheap one or the expensive one?
Mid-range.
Did you actually?
Yeah, mid-range.
How much ouzo. Did that cost you?
That, €5.
Okay.
Not bad, is it?
So, actually, that's scary. You couldn't get... What's the percentage on that?
Ouzo has to... I know this already. It has to be between 35... Ooh. No, 37.5 and 50%.
Well, this is 40.
That counts.
And the fact that you've gone out and bought yourself a bottle for €5 is ridiculous.
It's all right. It's not bad.
It's so, very cheap.
A lot of people say ouzo tastes a lot like Sambuca.
That is also why I don't like it.
Sambuca caca.
It takes me back to first year of university.
Smell it.
Oh, no.
It's a bit smoother than the Italian. Is Sambuca Italian?
I have no idea.
So it's a similar, but it's also a similar taste to absinthe.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to put some in your glass here and let you try it.
Thank you.
Let's put some in there.
Oh, hang on.
What?
I just thought.
What?
Because ouzo here, unlike the Sambuca that we're used to drinking, they sip on ouzo, right?
Yes, I'm going to get there.
Oh, sorry.
Well, you can just have a little sip of that now.
But that's what I'm checking. You don't want me to shot that?
No, don't shot it.
I'm here to enjoy it.
Yeah, well, you're going to have it, but just...
A little sip. Okay.
A little sip.
I think I prefer to shot it. Oh, my God.
Now, I'm going to do some magic now. This is not normally very Dynamo Stephen Mulhern, David Blaney. Right, what colour is it?
It's clear.
Clear. Now,
a lot of the locals...
Chelsea hasn't got a clue about this. I thought this was really common knowledge, but she hasn't got a clue. If you know what's going to happen now, just expect it. But Chelsea doesn't know what happens when you mix anything, water, with ouzo, do you?
No, but I like that you assumed I didn't know.
What the local Greek people do, when they, I rang them and asked, what do? They said, we sip it with water. They said, don't try and be rock hard and drink it straight. They said, we have it with water.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, what's happened there? Did you hear that? See that?
I love it when we have a really visual moment podcast.
What's happened now?
You've poured water in, which is another clear liquid.
Yeah.
And when it's gone in with the ouzo, it's now cloudy.
Yes, it is.
Why?
Well, the reason is the flavouring part of the elements or something...
Well, okay, stop. We are back to James's I think facts, aren't we?
It's roughly true that the bits that make the flavouring in that in pure alcohol dissolve, but when mixed with water, getting there, they don't dissolve and they become unsolved.
You're such a scientist.
Unsoluble. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, now you can see them. And I think I've got some ice here. I'm going to put some ice in mine. I think ice will do the same. Woohoo! In mine.
Oh,
Watch
yeah.
Watch it go cloudy.
It has gone cloudy.
There we go.
Popping a bit of ice in.
So we're proper Greeks now, having a bit of
ouzo. With water. It's a bit like how people drink whiskey with water. Yeah? Let's see if it's any better. Well, it's definitely more drinkable. Yeah. I haven't, recoiled.
Good.
Which I did prior. So, cheers.
Ouzo, what's occurring? Here we go.
I think the Greeks say yamas. Is
yamas.
That right? Or is it... What is it?
I don't know.
I think it is yamas. Do you want to know about where we're off to today? A bit more?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, we'll start off with the basics. What is... the Acropolis.
Well, it's proper famous.
Oh, actually, yeah, go on. What do you know about it?
It's in lots of history.
Yes.
It is got loads of pillars.
Yes.
It's on a hill.
Yes.
And the Greeks were there. And then at some point, the Romans either saw it or went to see it.
Oh, do you know what? I'm actually really impressed. I mean, it is a dumbed-down version, but it's very good.
And thereth my knowledge endeth.
So, do you want to hear what Wikipedia says?
Yeah.
Because Wikipedia, let's be honest, is the fountain of all knowledge.
It's never wrong.
No. The Acropolis of Athens is an ancient citadel located on a rocky outcrop above the city of Athens and contains the remains of several ancient buildings, which have got a lot of those old pillars in, like you said. And those buildings are of great architectural and historical significance. The most famous being, do you know the most famous one?
The big column one.
The big column one, which is called the Parthenon.
So, to be clear... The Acropolis isn't the big column one.
No. It actually, so the word in Greek, it comes from the words for akron, which means highest point and extremity, and polis, which is the Greek word for city.
Oh, okay.
So Acropolis means the highest city.
Okay.
So essentially, big slab of rock, pretty flat on top. It sits 150 metres above sea level in the city of Athens, and on top it's got a load of old shit. There's a very big chance you know what I'm going on about because you've seen it on postcards, in history books, and in the Disney film Hercules.
I haven't watched that.
Well, you're missing out because it's a bloody good one. One of my favourites.
All right. So, also, the reason Chelsea is so excited about all this nonsense is that her degree was in ancient history.
And I have never been to Athens before.
That is absolutely...
disgraceful.
It's disgraceful. Absolutely appalling. What did you get in your degree?
I actually did get a 2-1. I don't know how. I did not work hard enough for it.
Oh, my God.
I know.
By the way, can I just say, in our hotel room so far, we've had some Baileys and a bottle of white wine.
Yeah.
So this is not going to be the smoothest one. So I just had a quick thought.
Yeah?
Because you're so clued up on all this
I'm really not.
Ancient history nonsense.
I'm really not.
If I find a quiz on the internet about ancient Greece, how well will you do?
Oh, no. Like, let's not do this.
Kid level. Ancient.
No, I swear to God, let's not embarrass me.
Ancient Greece history quiz. Oh. How much do you know about ancient Greece?
Oh, my God. Right. Let me just say right now, Professor Peter Liddle, I'm so sorry for what's about to happen. Because you will quickly understand that what happens is I learn something for 3 days, I write down in an exam, and then I forget all about it.
Well, let's go. What was Hephaestus the god of?
What?
How do you say that word? Hephaestus.
Hephaestus. Hephaestus.
Hephaestus.
Mm.
Was he the god of art? Was he the god of agriculture?
Oh, Jesus Christ, you have had a few drinks.
Was he the god of fire and patron of craftsmen?
Mm.
Was he the god of good cheer and patron of musicians?
Mm.
Or was he the god of logic and reason?
Well, I think this is unfair for a starter, because I'm pretty sure that this god, I might be saying the stupidest thing here, but I don't think that's an Olympian. So there were 12 main gods. I don't think that was one of the main ones. So this is unfair. Because I don't know every single bloody god.
Just give me an answer.
It's not agriculture, because I'm pretty sure that's Demeter. Oh, no, that's the harvest.
Demetrius.
Oh, God. Okay,
just give me an answer.
I'm going to have to just guess. I'm going to say the god of logic and reason.
Wrong. Oh! It was the god of fire and patron of craftsmen.
I've never
obviously
heard of that person before.
That's what I would have said. Okay, question number two. Who was entitled to vote in Athens?
Oh, no.
Option one. Three men over the age of 18 and worth over 1,000 drachma.
Okay.
All three men over the age of 12. All noble-born Athenians over the age of 25. Or all three men over the age of 18.
Can I just say, this is absolutely not for children. This is not easy. I was expecting, like, primary school. This is
from a website called historyforidiots.com.
No, it's not. This is unfair. Okay, I'm going to go for all three men over the age of 18.
18.
Because they were a democratic society.
Oh, you got it right.
They were such a great democratic society. It was the birth of democracy, and therefore it wouldn't make sense that they had to earn something. But no women voting, which is sad.
Yeah. What happened on the third day of the Olympic Games?
They sacrificed a virgin.
A. Food and drink sellers reduced all their prices in honour of the gods.
Okay.
B. The champions of each event were crowned and wreaths of olives were placed in front of them on cheering crowds.
Okay.
C. Women were allowed to compete.
Okay.
Or D. 100 oxen were sacrificed as an offering to Zeus, with the most of the meat eaten by spectators.
Okay, well, I don't think it's the first.
No food sales.
I think the champions of each event being crowned did happen, but I think that's too general as an answer. Women were allowed to compete. That's really interesting.
Can't vote, but you can compete.
Well, women did.
Right, come on, I need an answer.
Women were quite influential, but perhaps not. So I'm going to say 100 oxen were sacrificed as an offering to Zeus.
That's correct.
Yes!
That's what I was going to say. So
okay.
Well done.
I got 2 out of 3. Yeah. That is...
A 2-1.
It's a 66%. It's a 2-1. There we go.
There we go. We've just decided a degree in a matter of moments.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy with that.
Okay, so that's the background of this Athenian thing on the hill, right?
Well, there's no point in me telling you more at this stage.
No.
Because we've got to get up it. I think you need to sober up. You're like slurring your words already.
Yeah.
You haven't even finished your ouzo yet. But we need to get ourselves up the Acropolis, where we will be taking you with us.
Yes.
And we need to find 5 interesting things that we both agree on.
Yeah.
Okay? I've got a lot of history facts ready for you, so I'm very, very excited.
Yeah.
I am in my element. So let's finish this off.
Actually. Yeah.
We need to do a shot.
Oh, yeah, we do.
You need to do a shot because we have a Patreon. A Patreon, if you don't know, is a way that you can support the podcast with money.
And you get...
You get
ad-free. That's one of the perks.
Yeah, you get to listen to it ad-free in 24 hours before everyone else and a load of other perks. And one of the perks is we'll do a shout-out for you and a shot in your name. So, James, what shot are we having for today?
Uzo!
Are we having another Uzo?
Yeah.
Okay, go on. Get it poured. Thank you.
There we go.
Lovely.
Jubbly.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
To Stephen.
To Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen. We love you.
Ugh. Yummy.
Awful. Right.
Thanks, Stephen.
Let's go.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It all happened so fast, but let me take you through what just happened because I'm vying for an interesting thing straight out the gate today.
Before straight into the gate?
Yeah. So we queued, and because it's the winter and because it's COVID, not very big queues at all.
Yeah.
And they say you should get here for like 9 if you don't want a queue.
Yeah, I was expecting the queue. I didn't say that. I thought we'd be in there for at least an hour.
Oh, no. We queued for about 2 whole minutes. And we got to the ticket office. And instead of handing over our money,
she handed us
a free ticket because it's the first Sunday of the month.
Yeah.
And between November and March, that's what happens. Free access to all the archaeological sites. So if you want to come to Athens, make sure you're planning your trip around the first Sunday of the month.
Yeah.
There are also some other days. In fact, I wrote them down.
Ticket price, €0.
Yeah, this would normally be €10 each for the Acropolis, or even more if you wanted to go to all the sites, because they have like a combination ticket. But yeah, just in case you want to come in the peak times, there are other days as well where you get it for free, including the 6th of March, the 18th of April, the 18th of May, the last weekend of September, and the 28th of October.
Okay.
So they're like giving it out for free, but we've bloody smashed it there.
Yeah. It says the ticket is non-refundable.
How dare they?
That's good. I'm enjoying that. Is that one, are you vying for an interesting fact straight out?
I think the most interesting things are when you save money.
You can have that.
Yes!
All right.
We're starting with a win.
Straight away with one.
The other thing we should say is that we didn't come in through the main entrance.
Came in the back door.
Yes, we did. So there's a southeastern entrance, which is much less known. It's usually for tour groups and self-guided tours.
Yeah, our tour group is 2 people. Yeah, loads of guides as well. Loads of guides saying they want a tour in English.
And we're like, don't worry.
I'll give you the tour, mate.
James has done all the research.
Yeah, I have.
Right?
I'll tell you all about the Acropolis.
Right, let's make our way to the entrance.
Let's go. Do you think they've got a cloakroom? Oh my God.
What?
This could not get any better.
We were here to see some ancient artifacts, but what we've seen says much better. It's a tortoise. And so many people are crowding around with their cameras.
To be here?
That's right. There's something next to us that's over 2,000 years old, and yet
The biggest crowd I've seen today is for the tortoise, and rightly so.
Oh, here's the bit. Here's the bit that you recognise.
This bit?
Is it not?
No.
Oh.
No.
I used to see columns, and I'm like, oh, there's some bits.
Well, there's a lot of columns on the Acropolis.
It feels like it's just got insanely busy very quickly.
Yeah. There are so many people here.
What's going on?
It has just got incredibly busy. But it is because we have finally reached the first kind of steps heading up to the Acropolis. Okay. So, as you rightly said, there's a lot of columns coming up.
Yeah.
So you're thinking, we're at the Parthenon. Yes, baby. No. We are at the Propylaea, which is the entrance.
The Propylaea.
That's what it's called. Yeah?
Okay.
Which is the entranceway into the Acropolis. So you've got lots and lots of the...
Is that the front door?
Yeah, basically, we're going through the front door now of the Acropolis. I imagine it gets very, very, very slippy.
Yeah.
If you're in the rain, bring your grippy shoes.
Ooh.
And here we go. We're going up through the entrance. So the ancient Athenians, the citizens would come up here once a year as part of a festival. So everyone would come up, and there'd be dancers, music.
How often?
Once a year.
On a specific day?
Yeah. Part of a festival. There it is, first peak of the Parthenon.
It's much bigger up here than I thought it was going to be.
What do you mean?
I thought it was going to be quite small, but it's huge. So, they have a... Oh, a cat.
So far, you have been impressed most by a tortoise.
A tortoise was impressive, though.
Right. I feel like, before we begin properly, but we need a bit of historical context.
Give me an overview of what the hell's going on up here.
I mean, there's a lot of history. Yeah. So, let's try and keep it brief. But all you need to know is, like, the first remains that they found around here are from, like, 4000 BC. So, whilst we know this as being a place that is very famous due to the ancient Athenians, there's been people
2,000 years ago, off-ish. Yeah,
there's been people here for a long time.
Okay.
A long, long time. And the Athenians, they did have stuff up on here even prior to the buildings that we can see now. So Pericles was in charge of that. All hail Pericles. He was not the ruler.
The P-man.
He was just the guy put in charge of building this. I'm sure he had an official title. This is not a history podcast. But yeah. And in terms of the buildings on here, you've got three main temples.
Okay.
So you've got the Parthenon. That is the one you think of.
Parthenon.
The Parthenon. That's the one. When you think of Athens, you think of that building with all the columns on top of that massive hill.
Yeah.
That's the Parthenon.
Parthenon.
You've got this one here, right in front of us, that less people know about, and this is the Erechtheion. You're a child. And the third one was the temple to Athena Nike.
Nike, yeah.
Yeah? And then the other big thing that you come and see that we've already been through is the Propylaea. So they're the main four things that you're going to come and visit when you come to the Acropolis.
The Parthenon.
The what?
What's the
Propylaea.
Propylaea.
And I'm so sorry if I'm saying all this stuff wrong.
Propylaea.
Yeah.
The Erechtheion.
Yeah.
The Nike.
Temple to Athena Nike.
Temple to Athena Nike and the main door.
No, you said that twice.
No.
You've missed the big one.
The big one? Parthena?
No.
What's that one called? The big one?
Yeah, go on. You can get that.
Acropolis?
the area up here is the Acropolis.
So what's that called?
Come on, you can get there.
I've forgotten.
Starts with a P.
Parthenon? I don't know. Patagonia?
The Parthenon.
Parthenon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And what can you see there?
Some LED lights, because they light up...
Obviously,
light up the,
that's what you see.
They light up the Erechtheion at night.
And they also light up something else.
Oh, a tree.
Yeah. So that is... What type of tree? Very important here.
It's an olive tree.
It is. This olive tree is roped off along with the temple, and it's for good reason, because it's very sacred.
It's a sacred tree.
It is, because legend has it, this is how... This is why... Each of these temples is to Athena in some way.
Okay.
Athena is the goddess of war, but she's also the goddess of Athens. But it wasn't always going to be her.
Okay.
Because the job position came up at Athens.
And loads of people applied for it.
Two people.
Who was the other one?
Athena and Poseidon. I tested you on this the other day. Do you remember? Who is Poseidon?
God of war.
No.
God of sea.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Athena's the god of war.
Okay, yeah. Literally just said that.
So they have a contest. They had a contest, and it took place here on the Acropolis, and they were asked to present their gifts to the city. So Poseidon, he raised his trident, you know, like Ariel's dad from Little Mermaid. He struck the side of the mountain, and with it, water came out, and he produced salt water. So he was like, there you go, lads.
Well, that didn't happen, but
get a load of that.
It's metaphorical, yeah.
It's not metaphorical.
That didn't happen, though.
It's mythological.
Mythological.
And then Athena, she went second. She struck the earth and up sprouted an olive tree, which offered them...
Wine. Olives. Wine. Olives. Sorry, I didn't cut that out.
What kind of wine are you drinking? Are you just drinking olive oil?
I got mixed up with grapes for a second. Olive oil. And they love olive oil here, so that's going to win.
Well, basically, they were like, it's useful and it's beautiful. You get the job, hun. You get the job.
I'm just going to call bullshit on that to start with. What? Because there's no way that that tree is as old as this. Like, I tell you what I learned at school is that you can count how old a tree is by how fat its
stump is.
Trunk is.
Yeah.
Trunk? Root? Trunk.
Yeah, trunk.
And that's a skinny tree.
It is.
That has not been here since Athena was wandering about.
Okay, no. This isn't the original tree, but it's here to mark the... It's here to symbolise the story.
Right, okay.
Okay? So you're right. You've caught me out. It's not the original
tree. Fake tree news.
So that's why there's another tree there. Is that interesting?
Yeah.
Do you like that?
I like that.
Yeah.
Ding, ding. Should we move on from the restaurant?
Yeah, I like that you're giving it a French accent.
Yeah.
Erection. Erection. We do not normally do this.
No.
But since we're tipsy tourism-ing...
We're queuing.
We're queuing for the viewing platform.
Yeah, so it's a round elevated bit that looks... It's apparently got the best view of the...
Come on.
Parthenon.
Yes.
Parthenon.
Well done. Yeah.
So we're queuing on our way in. Now, I've got a real quick one to go that you might think is interesting before we go. Look at it now.
Yeah.
And everyone knows that the thing is brilliant white. It's kind of like
a creamy white colour.
Yeah. Creamy white. Marble. That's what it's made of, isn't it?
Yeah.
But they've just done some laser testing on it recently, and they've gone, actually, do you know what? It didn't used to be white always.
What?
It's also been other super bright colours. It's been red and blue and brilliant green. So it hasn't always been white. I think that's pretty interesting.
That is very interesting. But can you tell me, like, were the columns that colour?
I don't know. Just bits of it. I think most of it was painted bright colours.
Oh, wow.
So that's cool.
That is really cool.
Can I have that, please?
Yes, you can.
Good.
Yes, you can. Well done. Well done. Some nice little research there. We are nearly at the front of the queue. I think we should do a little shot of ouzo.
Yeah.
It's time. Time to open the fresh ouzo.
Here we go. New one. Go on, you go first.
Oh, delicious. Gin gin, or should I say, yes. Is that tasting any better for you?
No.
It's such Sambuca vibes, isn't it?
It is Sambuca.
It's taking me
it's so Sambuca-y.
Right. Should we go see like the Parthenon? I can't believe this. We've just sat down. They have some marble benches out.
Obviously, they're marble.
Someone has left a nappy.
It's not mine.
Underneath this bench. That is rank. Whoever you are, you're disgusting.
Disgusting. It was one of yours.
Disgusting!
We are sat in front of the Parthenon. We've managed to find a quiet spot. Can't believe it. But we do need to address the elephant on the Acropolis.
Yeah.
And that's the fact that in the 1800s, a British ambassador negotiated with the Ottoman Empire, who were currently, you know, residing over Greece.
And they had it for a bit.
And said, All right, pals. You see those beautiful sculptures on that temple of yours? I would like to take them and store them in my house in my own private collection.
So he took loads of stuff, and where did it go?
He took it back to his gaff.
The British Museum?
No.
Oh.
He didn't. This is the thing. So this is like, I think he was called Elgin, Lord Elgin or something.
Okay.
He went, I'll have that. He took it back to his gaff, showed his friends, and then, he went, all right, I'm going to sell it. So he sold it to the British government, who then put it in the British Museum.
Okay.
What is really, really fascinating is prior to coming here today, I went onto the British Museum's website to see what they said about it.
Yeah.
And their argument is the whole process by Elgin was done completely lawfully and legally. They say it went through the British government. They even signed it off at the time to say, look, it's been done in the correct way. And that's why he was rightfully allowed to have them.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, they say that by having it in the British Museum, in the context of Egyptian artefacts, artefacts from, you know, all over the world and all different ages, they say that's why it makes it such, it's the perfect home for sculptures from the Parthenon, because people are able to go to one place and get an incredible overview of world,
yeah,
global history. So that's their argument.
Well, they're nicked.
However, at one point,
I mean, it is nice, by the way, for them to be in London. That's nice for us, for a convenience level.
One of the other reasons, apparently, that the British Museum said that it wouldn't be right to bring them back here is that they said the Greeks had nowhere to store them and look after them and all that kind of thing. And that is part of the reason why, if you look over there and down there,
yeah,
you'll see the Acropolis Museum.
Right, yeah.
Because part of the reason they opened that was to say, hello,
so they
we have somewhere to put them, you can bring them back now.
Is it empty?
It's not, because they've got the other half that still remain.
Right.
And if you go into the Acropolis Museum, what they've done...
The empty plinths.
No, they have something that you can walk around. It's the same size as this Parthenon in their museum. And they have all the ones that they have, like, in correct order. And where the bits with the British, the pieces we have, they have got reconstructed and they've popped it in. But in the news recently, and this is what's really stinks, and this is what it says on the British Museum website, is that the British Museum has offered to loan them to Greece if they would like them for a time.
Well, I reckon that if they get them back here, they just won't return them.
Exactly.
Oh, we'll pay the fine.
And would they be correct to? But the really, really interesting thing for me is that I've read what the British Museum says, and they put forward a good argument. But over there, on a little plinth, they've got their own argument.
It's very different.
It's so different. It goes through all the different occupations, including the fact that it was like a cannonball went into the side of it with the Venetians. But they say that the most severe damage to the monument was when the British came and removed the sculptures from the side in the 1800s.
Yeah. So they're saying that one thing that we didn't mention was that when this used to be used as a gunpowder store.
Yeah.
Not a wise thing to do.
No.
But the Venetians found out that gunpowder was stored here and fired a cannon at it, which blew it up and did some serious damage.
Serious damage. And even after that...
They say that the British were worse.
They say that what the British did was worse for the Parthenon. So, yeah, I think... What do you think? It is controversial, but I think we should probably give it back.
Well, I think it's inevitable at some point that they will have it back.
Yeah.
It's
gone on a long time. But I would love to... In fact, do you know what? We'll post about this on Instagram, Tipsy Tourism. We'll post about it, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about
it. Yeah.
Who should
Where should it be?
Should it be in Britain, or should it be at home in Athens?
Interesting debate, though. So I think it deserves a point.
Definitely, because it's very, very, very important.
Yeah. It's been going on so long.
Should we have another drink?
Oh, I suppose so. In the name of the podcast.
Who's
all? Only for the podcast.
Right, should we go down?
Yeah.
So we've done a lot of history.
We have. Chock-a-block of history.
I've got something from more recent times to talk about.
Current affairs.
Current affairs of things that's going on. Yeah, exactly. Things that are going on now. And it's going to start with, what are we walking on now?
Pavement.
Does this look 2,000, 3,000 years old?
No, this looks new.
It's new. So there's a guy called Professor Mano... I'm going to pronounce it wrong on purpose.
Obviously.
Professor Manoli Kores.
Yes.
And he is, in Greece, apparently a national treasure.
Oh.
He's like their Attenborough.
Oh, great. We love him.
And his title is something like the current head of Acropolis Monuments Conservation.
Great.
And no one knows more than him about this site.
Okay.
But...
apart from you.
Apart from me, obviously. Yeah. Of that, that's given. But they, over COVID times, were closed for 6 months. And he's used that time to do some refurb work.
Oh.
He's done a load of new paths and he's installed a new lift because the old lift didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But he, a lot of people and have been signing petitions against all his new concrete paths. And he's like, no, we need the new paths. And they're like, no, you don't. And he's like, yeah, they do. We have 150, like there are 150 people slip on the marble every year.
I said that before, it would be really slippy.
Yeah, but he's like, we need this path to be more accessible and allow more people to see it. And they're like, no, you're being all corporate and modern and stuff and just wanting to get more people in. He's like, no, it's for more people to see it. So, yeah, they're all giving him beef because he's made the new paths. Is that interesting?
That is... I love a dispute.
Yeah, it's a dispute.
I do normally like a petty dispute. It feels a bit bigger than that.
Well, no, they're getting angry because the lift didn't work and I was looking at the lift earlier and they've got this new very kind of, like, steep-angled lift that takes people... Two wheelchairs now fit in that lift. The old lift didn't work. And he's installed that in COVID.
Oh, well, that's good.
It's good. It's interesting.
Yeah, accessibility.
Professor Collis.
Okay. But no, I am all for a petty dispute, so you absolutely get a tick from me.
Good.
I love that. Love that. We've had a lot of controversy on this episode.
Who lifts.
The Acropolis, would you know, get so many people's backs up.
Yeah.
It's time to leave.
Let's get out of here.
And have some more ouzo.
Ouzo. Back.
We are back.
Hotel.
How do you like hotels over Airbnbs?
I like hotels because they've got a bar and there's a phone in the room that you can ring, and if you ask nicely, they bring you ice. And that is a brilliant perk. And if you're in a posh hotel, they come in and make your bed. Is this a posh hotel?
This one, no. No, this is like a 3-star. But like a...
What?
Oh, had I not told you that? But remember the star policy, the stars of a hotel is all to do with facilities. It's not necessarily to do with whether it's a nice hotel or not.
We've got plumbing. Yeah. That's 1-star.
People do often think 5 stars will mean they'll be in a luxury hotel, but it doesn't always mean that. We're staying at the Dave, in capitals, Red Athens Hotel.
Not a very Greek name, is it?
Yeah, 3-star.
3-star?
Told you. But 8.7 in reviews, and someone here says it's fabulous.
Back your bags.
It is nice, though. We do really like it. It is lovely.
We've got a balcon.
We have got a balcon.
Can I just say as well, by the way,
well,
for the first 2 days, I even FaceTimed my grandma and showed her the Acropolis from our balcony, which wasn't the Acropolis.
No.
It was some other mountain with something else at the top. And I was actually looking out at it, we're like pointing at it. You know when you hold the camera up and spin it round and point at something and go, that's the Acropolis, you know, you see, and really famous and you recognise from all over the world. I was literally staring at it in Athens and it wasn't even the fucking Acropolis.
I've got to admit, I did the exact same thing because I just didn't realise there were so many hills in Athens. There's so many of them. I just thought we were looking at the side that wasn't lit up properly.
Same.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Both idiots.
We had a nice view.
Well, the good news is we had a bloody lovely view of the Acropolis today when we walked up it and saw it with our eyes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's absolutely massive up there.
It's huge.
Surprising.
Well, I guess it makes sense because as I told you before, it is the, you know, it's a city up in the sky.
Yeah, it is.
The point of it was...
Metropolis. You know,
a polis.
Oh, shit.
No, okay. but that must be where that word comes from. So, what did you think of it? Did you have fun, first and foremost?
I did. I thought it's something that you see in books and on telly.
Yeah.
And when you see it in real life, always gives me a bit of a, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
And I got that as I walked up. Well, I said that to you, like, before we turned on the mics.
Yeah.
I was like, when you see something that you haven't seen in real life before, but you already know what it looks like, is, I think it's really nice.
Well, I don't agree.
What?
No, hang on. I don't agree that it's always really nice, especially with ruins. Sometimes the ruins aren't full enough for me to get that wow factor. Mm. But let me tell you, the Acropolis in Athens has got the wow factor.
There's a lot of work going on.
There
a
was
lot of work. Which
I thought you'd like that, though.
I did.
There was lots
I really
of cranes.
Did. Yeah, and that's, well, I know you're going to ask me next what's my favourite bit. Oh, my God, mechanical fans. There is cranes up there.
Yeah.
There are train tracks up there.
Yeah.
There are tractors up there.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many cement mixers up there.
They really are.
It's insane.
And not one other person has ever mentioned this.
No.
On all these history programs, tour guides, no one mentions the cement mixers, goddammit.
No. It's unbelievable. Fred Dibner, do you remember him?
No.
Well, some people remember him. He liked looking at mechanical things on BBC Two.
Is this like the uncoolest reference point you're doing here? I'm really
yes.
showing your age.
Well, he never did anything up at the top of the Acropolis, and he should have. Did you have fun?
I did have a lot of fun. I was in my element because I have wanted to go there, like, for years and years and years.
Looks like all your textbooks.
I graduated 10 years ago, so it
what?
Feels like, I know, it feels like a really good marker of 10 years of losing all that information from my brain. To be able to go and see it finally. And a note on the cranes and machinery,
mm-hmm.
I was really impressed how aesthetically pleasing it all was because
yes.
it was coloured the same
yes, it was.
Colour as all the marble and stuff.
Yeah, the crane was not like a bright orange crane.
No, it was a beautiful cream crane.
And they wouldn't let me drive it.
No.
Absolutely, that's my biggest complaint.
I think it's because you were walking around with a bottle of Ouzo in your hands. It's the only reason.
They were like, please leave, sir. I'm like, let me drive the crane. I'll have this finished in a week.
Well, my favourite part, unfortunately, was not the cranes, though I respected them.
Yeah, it was second or third favourite.
Obviously.
Yeah.
My favourite part was, this is so basic, but I don't care. It was the Parthenon. Just what a building.
The main one.
What an absolutely beautiful, stunning building. And I love that as they go further and further with the reconstruction, you'll be able to go up there and just look on it as if it was the real thing. And I love that I can go back in the future and see even more of it. They've done a Sagrada Familiar on us.
Oh, yeah, that building, the church building in Barcelona.
That they've been building for years and years and years. It's a very clever tourist tactic. They say that they're doing something. They take many years, and it means that you have to go back and see it again.
Yes. So, what needs improving?
Oh, I think...
Needs to finish the lazy bastards.
I think the improvement, they need more people with more whistles.
Yeah.
Telling the stupid tourists
yeah.
where to go. And sorry, that makes it sound like I'm calling all the tourists stupid. I'm not. I'm talking about the 1% who are climbing over ropes.
Yeah.
Going into places they shouldn't be.
To get a picture.
Yeah, it was honestly, it was so frustrating to
watch.
I was
like, get down, Chelsea. They're trying to get, you're not allowed to be in there.
But like, it got to a point.
Chelsea's like, James, get out of the crane cabin. And they're blowing whistles constantly. I'm like, oh.
But I became a bit of an Acropolis Karen. I'm sorry, I did.
Yeah, Chelsea was shouting at people going, there is rope there for a reason.
I could hear myself. But it's because...
It's there to protect you and everyone else.
I didn't say to protect them and everything else. I couldn't give a shit about them and everyone else. It's there to protect the ancient buildings.
Yes.
Because if someone touches them and people keep touching them, they get worn away. And it's very important that we keep these beautiful things safe.
Yeah. Did you nick a bit while you were there?
Yeah, I did. It was in my pocket.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah, so that's what I think needed improvement. What about you?
The paths. Oh. They're very slippy.
They are.
Now, I was wearing probably my worst trainers for that.
Your alligator cowboy boots.
Alligator leather-soled boots. No, I wore... Actually, the trainers that I wore...
Just socks.
My black trainers that I was wearing are the same trainers that I slipped on an escalator on the London Underground and fell and broke a few ribs.
So, might be an issue with your shoes.
Yeah, no, but they're still trainers, but... It is very slippy.
Yeah.
And they are changing. They are changing some of the paths.
As you've said.
Yeah, it needs to. I mean, it's very, very, very slippy.
Well, we know what side of the argument James is on. He won't be signing any petition.
Now, get a tarmacking machine up there. Just lay some beautiful smelling tarmac. And then people will be able to drive about. Just build a road up.
Just a road?
Just build a road up.
Okay, fab. I'm sure that they're really going to take that on board. Do you think it was worth it?
It was free.
It was free. So
it was free.
It was incredibly worth it.
€0.
Okay, but we're in off-peak season now, so it should have cost us €10.
Would you pay that.
Yeah, me too.
It's very good.
Now, if we were there in peak season, it would have cost €20.
Oh, absolutely not. No, I would. I would pay it. I would pay it.
I would too. I still think it's worth it at €20.
It's very good.
And what I will say
is
the fact that it will be €20, I know it is expensive, but I assume that that will help with the amount of people up there because we were there on a free day, so it was very popular, but it was still like the Athens is not busy at the moment at all. It was busy up there.
It was.
It really was. So I can only imagine what it's like when you go peak times and everyone's traveling.
Yeah.
So.
And it is surprisingly big in my, when we got to the top and I was just expecting it to get the top, there'd be just space for that mound for where the Parthenon is.
Yeah.
But no, there's loads of stuff there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's worth it anyway.
Definitely. Okay. In the important moment, what are you going to give it out of 10?
I'm going to give it 7.5 out of 10. Historical significance.
Is that what you're marking it on?
Yeah.
Okay.
And fun.
And cranes.
And cranes.
Yeah. I am going to give it...
Yeah.
8.5.
That's 8 overall.
I'm bloody going for it because I always say, is it like really interesting? And yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
It's incredible. And it was also free. So as a combo platter... You can't get much better.
It's brilliant.
It's bloody ace.
Yeah,
smashed it out the park. Well done, Athens. Well done, the Athenians. And well done, Pericles, for your impressive building program. Thank you. And that's it.
That's it. We've done another international one in COVID times. What? What?
We've just zipped through them. We didn't have any uso. I'm loath to bring it up. I'm loath to bring it up because I really don't want to.
I've had some.
Right, come on, pour me a bit.
There we go.
I'll have a little bit whilst we're saying our thank yous. I'm so sorry, everyone, for forgetting. Oh, what have you done to it?
Splash. Okay. Do you want some water in it? No, you can have it straight.
No, it's fine. Cheers.
Yum, yum, yum. I genuinely think with a bit... Do it with water again. With water in, I think it's actually quite smooth and nice.
Oh.
The problem is with it, I'll tell you what the problem is. It's got that star anise in it. I don't like star.
Aniseed.
Aniseed. But isn't the spice called star anise? Anise?
Star anise.
Star anise. Star anise. It's got that in it.
Can we add this to the list of things that James doesn't know how to say?
Star anise. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
Stupid little spice.
Yeah.
That I hate the taste of that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got a fair chunk of that in here, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't like it. Oh. But with a bit of water... With a bit of water...
It's your new favourite drink.
It's nice.
Okay, well, you can... I tell you what, you can finish mine off.
I will have that.
And whilst I just remind you very kindly, please, 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 do not forget to rate and review us, if you're able to, wherever you listen to your podcasts. On Apple, all you need to do is go to the page which has got all the episodes on. You keep on scrolling down, and then you'll see it. You need to give us 5 stars and write a review.
Please do 5 stars.
Yeah, it makes a massive, massive impact on where we get shown. So yeah, we'd love it if you're able to do that. Next episode, we are staying in Greece.
Yes, we are.
But not Athens.
No, we're gonna get in a car in a couple of days' time. Broom, broom. I'm in my mum's car.
Get out of my car!
Aww. And we're gonna drive down the coast.
Yeah.
The coast. Look at me, knowing where I'm going.
Yeah, for a couple of hours.
We're going to just keep driving until we find somewhere that will let us in.
Yeah, exactly. That's the plan. That is the plan.
And then I'm going to park up and leave the car for a few days.
Yeah.
I'm going to lock it.
Are you going to lock it?
Yeah, I'm going to put the windows up. Ooh. I'm going to take my belongings out.
Wow.
I'm going to hide the cable in the glove compartment.
What cable?
Phone charging cable.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to take all my belongings into where we're staying. That's what I'm going to do.
That's a really great plan, and I'm really glad you shared that with me and with you listening.
Close the boots and the bonnet before you lock it.
I can't believe I got another week with him.
And the petrol cap.
Jesus Christ.
And put the right fuel in, because sometimes it could be diesel and sometimes it could be petrol.
Please help me.
And fill up your washer fluid.
He's still going. I'm taking the microphone away from him. That's all. That's all. Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.